So last week we learned we had done a little piece from the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva, and we saw that the Rambam was elucidating how there's a mitzvah from the Torah, not just a rabbinic idea, there's a mitzvah from the Torah to do vidui, to confess and to admit what we've done wrong. The actual formula, it has to be said out loud. So we're going to take a look. We can't again learn all 10 prakim in 40 minutes total over 4 weeks. We have 10 minutes each time. So let's take a look at a little passage here from Perek Shein of Hilchos Tshuva. Really, the first parak deals with vidui and a little bit turns to the attention that, like, today we don't have anything except for tshuva, the process of tshuva. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, no karbanos, etc. All we have is tshuva. And he starts the second parak and asks the question, Eizohi tshuva gemura. What is a complete tshuva? What is it? What is a complete tshuva? So he answers, and this comes from the Gemara in Maseches Yoma. Zeh shevali yodo davar she'avar bo ve'efshav yodo laso. So upireish v'lo asa b'pnei ha'tshuva. Something, a situation comes to your doorstep, and you violate it. You take the bait, and you make a mistake. Make the wrong choice. And what's real tshuva? The efshar biyada la sosa now. So I've done something in the past, and now here it is again. I'm faced with the same scenario, the similar scenario as last time. I got tempted by it, and I went for it, and now I'm in the same position. Upiresh v'lo asa ibnei tshuva, and I don't do it this time because of the tshuva that I've done. Because I have internally changed. That's in a very important line. And even he goes even further here in this idea that the reason behind why I made a good decision matters whether it's a really complete tshuva. He says, I didn't make this decision lo mi yira v'lo mi kishlon koach. I can't make this decision because I was afraid. I had yira. Someone will catch me this time. So that was I didn't do it this time, whatever it was. Or I didn't have any koach, I lacked the strength. Last time when I had this scenario, I had more, perhaps, physical strength. And now, I couldn't do this, even though I was in the same scenario, because I lacked some physical strength to do something. Why I did it has to be because I've changed. That I'm a different person than I was before. I don't know if we're going to get to it. He actually, later on in this parak, Rambam talks about that I have to be a completely new person. New name, new everything. I'm a new person. After I do tshuva, I'm new. I'm not the same person. I might have a similar name to the guy before, but I'm a new person. So he goes on in here and says, Ketzad hu. So give me an example here. This is really comes from the Gemara Maseches Yoma. Harei shebo al isha ba'avera. So he gives an example. What's the example? A person engages in illicit, inappropriate, and forbidden, most importantly, relationship with a woman. Ulachar zman, and this man later on, nisyocher ima, finds himself secluded with her. V'hu omein v'ahabaso v'koach gufo v'medina sh'abar ba. And where is he holding here? He has a desire for her. He would like to engage once again with this woman in this relationship, and he has the strength of body. We're not talking about someone who is no longer able to engage in such activities. Uvah medinosha avarba, and he's in the place where this happened. It's in the same country. We're recreating the scenario. What happens this time makes a different decision. Piresh, the Mu'avar, he decides, I'm not going to engage in this, even though I have every ability to do this again. And therefore, what do we know, by the way? What's the point here? We took out the Rambam in his example here, takes out any variables that could have changed. Same amount of strength, same place, right? Maybe he's on some conference in a different country, and he's in a Medina Acheres, right? And this time, does not engage in this inappropriate relationship. So, Baal Tshuva Gemur. The term Baal Tshuva is interesting one because it's used a lot. This is what it means. A Baal Tshuva is you have mastered Tshuva. You own Tshuva. Right? I was in the same scenario and I have made a completely different decision. He continues here and he says, this is like what Shlomo HaMelech says. Shlomo HaMelech had said something to this effect. In Kohelas, he says, "Uschor et bornecha b'imei b'churotecha." That remember your Creator. You should remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, because when you get older, right? I have no desire like I had when I was younger. I have no strength like I had when I was younger, and therefore, what's the fear? I'll never really be able to engage you in a complete tshuva. And he continues and says, "This the pasuk really fits because look what he says next." V'im lo shav ela b'imei nuso. If he only does tshuva in his older age, in his older days, he can't do what he did before. Like it's not, he has not the strength. Whether it's in the realm here of this relationship, or it could be something else. This person is older now. I can't even imagine garnering the strength for this. He says, "Afal pi she'ena tshuva me'ula." It's really not the best level of tshuva, because you really never tested yourself. So, mo'eles hilo u'bal tshuva. It's nonetheless good. It's not the best, but you are still considered a bal tshuva. And there's a concept which he goes on to speak of, that tshuva is never, there's no time period when tshuva, chance for tshuva is gone. Right? You can always do tshuva. It says here, afilu avar kol yoma va'asa tshuva b'yom nisasa. You were doing a particular avera, a particular sin, all the days of your life. And then you do tshuva on the day that you pass away. There's a story, I remember the story that's from the Gemara. So Rav Yehuda ben Trajan is being executed. The executioner, he hears him in pain, and he basically says, "If I take off the sponges that are prolonging your death, what do you think will happen?" So does tshuva. He realizes like what he's been engaged with, what he's doing here, and ultimately he dies too, by the way. But the Gemara says that he was kona olam b'sha'achas. He acquired the world to come in one moment. It's never too late to make changes in our life. It's a hard concept. Oh, 30 years I've done the same thing. Okay, you're right. That may make it harder, but that doesn't mean it's not impossible. That doesn't mean it's not possible, excuse me. Umeish b'tshuvaso kol avonosav nimcholim. He can be forgiven even if he, right before he dies, he repents. Okay, he quotes a pasuk here that supports this idea, but I want to go on because the time is limited. So, halacha beis. Rambam writes, a few lines down from where we were, Umahi tshuva. No, what is tshuva? It's a nice concept. By the way, I know Morris is doing the Rota tshuva on Tuesdays. But as I in the school, I'm putting together a booklet for Rosh Hashanah to send to all the families. So I asked me to write a Dvar Torah in it. And I actually spoke about this issue. I quoted the Rav Kook about what is tshuva. I said, how do you do tshuva? We talk about it with them. We talk to the students, talk to the kids. How do you actually accomplish this? So the Rambam here says, "Hu sheyazov hachotech et ov yasir v'machashavto v'yigmor b'libo shelo yaseu ov." Tshuva is when a sinner leaves, he forsakes his sins. He's like, I'm done with that. He says here more than that. It's gone from my machshava. Not say I don't remember I did those things, but it is not. It is not strong enough that it is pulling at me, right? Being marbelibo, and I've made a conclusion in my heart. Shelo yaseirod. I hear you. I hear that little voice, but the voice that says do the right thing, ayetzer hatov, is overpowering. Shenemar, I quotes the pasuk from the we read on Yishayahu on a fast day, Yazov Rasha Darko, that the wicked has to abandon his ways. You have to abandon it. You can't dabble in a little bit. You have to be able to abandon it. V'chein yisnochem al hasha'avar. But most importantly, how do you really know you did tshuva? of regret. You feel it in your kishkas that it was wrong. You know, it's like when you kid, like when kids in school, sorry, the school example said, when kids in school do the wrong thing and you say, stop doing this. Often, the teacher needs to be careful about this. Often, what's going on? You're curbing the behavior. And they're responding out of almost fear. They don't want to be in trouble. They're not actually thinking about what they did wrong. They're not being reflective. Now, it's normal, like kids, like you have to help a kid be reflective about certain things. You have to have this regret that I did this. Shenemar, he quotes a pasuk here from Hosea that, from Yirmiyahu, ki acharei shuvi nichamti, after I returned, now I have that regret. Tshuva, you have to afterwards, you're like, I feel terrible, what happened? I'm better now, but I have to feel that. That continues guiding me to make good choices. Let's just skip to Halacha Gimel for a moment, and then we'll be done for tonight. Let's give you a little smattering of Perek Sheni. Halacha Gimel, Rambam writes, call him, three lines from the bottom of the Rambam, call him his father, his barn, below gomar belibo lazo. If you say, Al-Chei Chechatanu Lefanecha, Hashem Lubagan, I say all the words. I pronounce them correctly. I get all my shvanah. It's perfect. I said the words beautifully. Right? The kehila is like chalishing over my pronunciations. So beautiful. The lo gamar belibo lazov. I haven't gotten that point. Like I actually really mean what I'm thinking. I know it's wrong, but I never put the time into think about why is it that I'm doing this. What steps practically can I make to change? What I haven't gamar belibo. I haven't like concluded that discussion, that internal debate yet. To change, to forsake those bad ways. It's like going to the mikvah. You used to have to, if you wanted to enter into certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Today, the mikvah is basically only utilized in the halachic sense when it comes to Ilchos Nida. Right? For a woman who's experiencing a period, needs to utilize the mikvah in order to remove the state of Nida from herself. Days of the Beis HaMikdash, they had to, in order to enter the certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be careful from other forms of tumah. One of them is a sheretz. It's like a roach, you know. It's like the, and this is one of these creatures, these dead creatures, is they give off tumah, and you have to go to the mikvah in order to be able to purify yourself so you can approach a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says here, if this kind of approach towards tshuva, it's like going to the mikvah and you're literally holding this roach that's dead in your hand. And mamash, you can never become tahor because you're actually touching the thing that makes you tahor all the time. If you can't let go, you will never become tahor. She'en ha'tvila mo'elas, that the immersion doesn't work. Ad she'yashlich ha'sheretz, you got to get rid of the sheretz. Get rid of it. Then you can talk about going to the mikvah. And skipped even to one more sentence here, but tzarech lifrot et hachet, when you are doing tshuva, you have to be able, this goes up to exactly what we said last week, you have to specify the sin. You have to be able to say, what did I do wrong? If you can't name what you did, you will never change. I should say that like this, like, we will never change. I don't want to say you. If we can't name it, we will never change. And this, the Rambam points out, these are very important points when it comes to the Indian of tshuva. Of course, there's much more to say. We'll continue next week with some different ideas from a different paragraph of the Rambam. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. I think I kept not bad. I didn't go too much.